This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
That up if it's March 27th and the Yankees are telling him you have to pitch out of the bullpen, I would lean towards you. I don't think he's going to like walk out.
No.
I don't think he's going to protest, that's what he did say today.
Look, I think he'll be just taking him at his word. He will be calm about it and he will do what he's supposed to do, which is pitch out of the bullpen, but he won't be happy about it. Now, the question will be, will he quietly request the trade?
Right.
Right, it's one thing to demand, trade me now, otherwise there's going to be issues. Or will he just say, hey, look, I'm pitching out of the bullpen, but can you guys get me somewhere I can be a starter?
Right. Sergio's in Brooklyn. Hey, Sergio.
Hey, Evan and CJ, how you guys doing?
Good, man. What's up?
Good, man.
Good. Listen, long time. Listen, the first time caller. Big fan of the show.
Appreciate you.
Sorry, thank you for calling. Horse. It's all right, man.
Sorry, I'm a little hoarse, man.
Were you screaming at Ben Simmons last night? Is that what was going on?
No.
I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
And Tiki, listen, Tiki, before I move on, man. Lifelong Giants fan, and for my money, best running back we ever had since Little Joe Morris.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks for everything you did. Anyway, 2 points on why we should keep Stroman right now. Number one, everybody's talking about injury, but no one's mentioned Gill. I know he won Rookie of the Year, but have you heard of the sophomore jinx?
Sure.
He can start off that, and then what do we do? And the other thing is, Stroman is always good for the first half of the year.
Yeah.
So I know that it's overcrowded right now, but we need those victories to get us halfway there. And if he's looking good and another team needs him, then it ups his value.
Yeah.
Either way, he's going to get us quality starts.
So
that's what we need. We're going to need quality parts.
So you're right about Luis Gil. It's not a popular thing to say on February 14th about a guy that won Rookie of the Year, but what if he struggles?
Yeah.
It's a fair question to have. What if he struggles? Now, I think that he has earned a lot of leeway. I don't think it's going to be five bad starts. You're going back to AAA because you have options, but it's insurance. And, you know, if you look at the Yankee pitching depth, their pitching depth from their rotation, if there were injuries or ineffectiveness, is what? It's Will Warren, it's Clayton Beter, it's Yandres Gomez, it's JT Brubaker. And I'm not saying every team has a long list of quality arms, but it's not great. You know who's the best option if someone goes down?
Marcus Stroman!
Like, does anyone in their right mind think Will Warren at this point is a better option than Marcus Stroman? Or JT Brubaker is a better option than Marcus Stroman?
Who hasn't pitched in 2 years.
Yeah, he came back late last year pitching the minors, but it wasn't a lot.
Right.
No, you're right. Now, as far as the second half stuff with Stroman, it is interesting to address. So, last year, he was...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
It's amazing in April and May. There's no denying it. Mm-hmm. I think he pitched like a low 2 ERA. He was one of their best starters. And then for whatever reason, starting in June, he was awful. So bad he wasn't in the Yankee rotation. If I would have asked somebody in June, what's the Yankee rotation in the playoffs, you probably would have said Marcus Stroman. A year earlier, same thing. Now, a year earlier, he had an injury with Chicago. That's what happened. So his second half struggles with the Cubbies, I think you can certainly point towards an injury. What was last year? It may not be anything. Because I'm a Met fan. In 2021, he'd have a terrible second half.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not like his entire career resume. It's his recent resume. It's the last 2 years. But, Teek, is that enough to say, well, that's a Marcus Stroman thing that we just have to get used to?
I think he's also 34. And so at some point, you just start to lose effectiveness over time. It's the attrition of the sport, really of any sport. And it's harder to deal with the older you get. And so what would benefit him? Maybe, honestly, not pitching every 5 days.
Well,
I mean, I'm serious.
Can I throw something at you that may have objects thrown at me?
Go ahead.
And I'm not sure, maybe someone's already suggested this, so I apologize. I'm splitting the atom here.
No one here.
But is it possible that the Yankees should consider what the Mets are doing, which is a 6-man rotation? Is it possible? And I would have a year ago said you're nuts because I need Gerrit Cole every 5 days.
Yeah.
Where I may move on this is Gerrit Cole's getting older.
Mm-hmm.
Gerrit Cole didn't pitch a full year last year. If the goal is making sure he is the most effective, is that something that they should at least consider?
The question is, would Gerrit Cole be okay with it?
No. Probably
you're
not.
Also thinking of the wrong guy that wouldn't be okay with it.
Who?
Marcus Stroman. Last year, do you remember the whole opening day fiasco? Once he was told he was pitching the home opener,
yeah.
He needs to be every fifth day. It was a whole thing. And right. Then we said, all right, you know what? That's the way he feels. That's the way it's going to be.
Yeah, but I don't think he's in any position to demand anything this year.
Did you hear this morning?
But he wasn't demanding anything. I think you hear that differently than I heard it. I heard it from someone who was at peace with the awkwardness that surrounds
that. I agree.
A spot not being available.
Teek, here's what Sean heard, and this is what a lot of people heard. I'm going to isolate one clip, or Tommy did. He did a great job. Listen to this one moment from the Marcus Stroman interaction that I think has caught people's ears.
You don't want to pitch in the bullpen.
I won't pitch in the bullpen. I'm starting.
That's it. Mm-hmm. I won't pitch in the bullpen. I'm a starter. All the other I'm a starter stuff is fine because he is a starter.
Yeah.
It's the I won't pitch in a bullpen thing that people heard.
I also, and if it comes across that I'm bashing Stroman, I'll say this. Because we say this about quarterbacks all the time or wide receivers all the time. great. You want the ball in your hands. I want my guys to want the ball in their hands. So I respect that for Marcus Stroman. But just last year in April, he wanted to pitch every fifth day. I know what Tiki's saying. He's not in any position. Would that be like a compromise for him? I guess, but he's a creature of habit himself. Well, part of the reason he doesn't want to be in the bullpen again.
Okay, but forget about that for a second, because I think Tiki's right that I think if Aaron Boone tomorrow announced, hey, we're going to do something different this year, we're actually going to run with a six-man rotation, and if somebody gets hurt, it just goes back to a five-man rotation. It's not a big deal. Let's say they announce that. As a Yankee fan, Stroman's good with it, by the way. Stroman's all pumped up, like, great, I'm a starter. That's all I care about. I'm good to go. I'm fine. Even Gerrit Cole comes out of the meeting, what's ever better for the team, Skip? That's not how he sounds at all, my bad. It's more like Kermit. I just can't do a Kermit imitation. Do you have a Kermit imitation?
No, not at all.
Does fake Sean have a Kermit imitation?
I can't even think about what Kermit sounds like right now.
Look at my career track record and look at my numbers. Thank you.
Was that Gerrit Cole, Kermit, or AI Gerrit Cole?
That was Gerrit Cole.
It was.
All right, imagine him saying, by the way, that was very cocky on Gerrit Cole's part when he said that. What was
Whatever. It's cute.
That's Gerrit Cole, too. Gerrit Cole's on board. Would you be on board? Would Yankee fans say, hey, that's actually a good idea?
If it's effective for everybody, absolutely.
You go down the line.
And keeping guys healthy?
Yeah, think about this. I am very, very worried about Gerrit Cole's health. Mm-hmm. I'm very worried about Max Fried's health.
Then why don't we just do
that? You're very, very worried about Carlos Rodon's effectiveness?
Effectiveness? I don't know. Like, I have high hopes for Luis Gil, but I need to keep the innings down, the whole deal.
He did have 29 starts last year.
Evan, the reason why we're not doing this is fans would be on board. It's these pitchers and their dopey creatures of habit nonsense with every fifth day.
I don't really think that's a thing as much anymore because a lot of guys don't pitch every 5 days because of off days. Like, it's not like it's 1,000%.
Well, okay, and then let's say you get less starts.
Not 5 days. It's five starts.
On your fifth. Well, you're losing starts, yes.
Yes.
That ultimately,
I think that's really what it is.
And if you have incentives in your deal on strikeouts,
hold on.
Well, it's funny because people have talked about this starting pitcher going the way of the running back, right? Where it's like, hey, we do it by committee. You know, we pitch five innings as opposed to trying to get a complete game. Well, I mean, the same thing happened for running backs. It was like, we're going to give you 28 carries a game. And then it was like, hey, you know what? We're going to cap you off at about 14 or 15 or so. Maybe we'll get you a couple catches in there or so to supplement it a little bit. But you end up having to deal with it.
Well, in fact, I'm going to give you a stat that's going to blow everybody's mind. Because I think this is the answer, honestly. I think just going to a six-man rotation makes the most sense. Also, you have a rotation that is littered with long-term contracts for guys who are getting older, like Max Fried, Carlos Rodon, and Gerrit Cole.
Right.
So your object is to keep them healthy. Last year, coming off an injury, Gerrit Cole only made 3 starts on regular rest. And regular rest is 4 days rest, okay? Just so we know. It's the fifth day. Only 3 starts. He pitched to a 5.74 ERA. He made 11 starts with an extra day of rest. He pitched to a 2.97 ERA. When he was given more than that in rest, he made 3 starts and pitched to a 2.87 ERA. Gerrit Cole last year, small sample size, was wildly more effective when given extra rest.
So he
signed to a long-term deal, so who cares about his stats for getting a new contract? Fried is signed to a long-term deal. Lugie hit on it earlier. He's had an injury history. Rodon is signed to a long-term deal. He has an injury history.
Right.
Luis Gil and Clark Schmidt is still young. Isn't the answer, and I'm not saying you should do it to acquiesce to Stroman. I'm saying you should do it because it's smart. Isn't it smart baseball to just say, let's go six-man rotation?
Right. I mean, it makes sense, especially because why would a starting pitcher want to take the ball every 5 days and pump up his stats and be great? It's to get paid.
Yeah.
All these guys are already paid.
The one negative is that Marcus Stroman, you touched on, would Marcus want to do it because of habit? He is trying to get to 160 innings, which is difficult to do.
Well, he's not getting to 160 innings.
Yeah, I agree.
He's not, but you know, on the flip, because I just said this, now I'm thinking about it. But what if that means starters, Boone lets them go deeper into games because you're not worried about the recovery?
You were listening to the Rico the other day. I'm proud of you.
I was not.
I said that for the Mets. I said maybe one of the perks of the six man is you push your starter a little bit more.
Oh, we just fell for it, didn't we?
What?
You don't want the Mets being mocked for being a six-man rotation and a backfiring all year, so you want the Yankees to do it too.
Nah, here's the truth. So for the last 4 to 5 years, I've been a proponent of a six-man rotation. I haven't been a proponent of it, though, when I have an ace. So, like, when the Mets had DeGrom, I didn't want them to do it because my thought was I need to have my ace pitching as often as possible. Same thing with Gerrit Cole. which changed. Obviously, the Mets don't have an ace, so forget them. Put them to the side. Kodai Senga, that whole situation. But this isn't about the Mets. What's changed for the Yankees is that Gerrit Cole isn't the guy he was a year ago. He's coming off a major injury. He missed a lot of time. He's getting older. I'm looking at him differently. And to me, the reason I'm more open to it is, A, you got the weapons to do it. And B, I don't feel the need the way I did 2 years ago that, oh my God, Gerrit Cole has to pitch every 5 days. Like, I remember arguing, it may have been with Craig, Tommy, so you remember it, that Cole needed to make the first start after the break after making the last start after the break. Because what are you doing? You got to maximize Gerrit Cole. Like, mm-hmm. Get the extra start out of him. I just don't think you have to do that anymore with where he is in his career.
Also, Sean, you heard it one way. I heard it the other way. I heard it that the Mets are actually ahead of the curve. And if you really think about it, how many aces are even left in baseball? There aren't many. So a lot of teams are going to adopt the six-man rotation. There aren't few. Like, the ace pitcher is really like a dying breed.
Yeah,
there's very
few
guys.
We got three of them on the Yankees. But
you don't have three aces on the Yankees.
No, Gerrit Cole is like an ace in question because of the fact that if he's healthy, he's an ace. The problem was he missed a lot of time last year. So I'm not even saying he isn't an ace. I'm saying I want to be protective of him.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.